news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYK is where our community connects. Good morning, everybody up and down the Kuskokwim River. My name is Petra Hartbook.
And I'm Grady Deaton. And we like to bring you this show we call Coffee at KYUK. Like I said in the intro, we invite a member of the community to come in and sit with us for information relevant to you, our listeners. Right now on the line, I have some relevant information to the river. I've got Dan Esai, one of our citizen subsistence reporters, on the line from Nikolai to tell us about the water flow and some other interesting information. Please take it away, Dan, and good morning.
Good morning to all my Eluks downriver. Anyways, there's high water coming down from Alaska Range. It finally hit Nikolai, and there's a lot of flotsam floating down. Everybody's pretty much done fishing for Chinook. It's all passed through. And they're just waiting for dog salmons and silvers, or reds, I guess, and whitefish to put up the row. So beware and make sure your boats are tied up and pull your nets in, because there's going to be a lot of stuff. I don't know how many days it'll take to float down.
So a word of warning for boat traffic, for careful with that flotsam. But I'm curious, Dan, do you have any idea where the silvers are now on their way up the river?
They're still coming in, I guess.
No reports, though. You haven't heard from anybody specifically where they're at, right?
Yeah.
And any other subsistence-related information you'd like to share with us? How about how many have you put away your quota yet? Have you put away what you want to put away for fish this season?
The people that went fishing got what they needed, I think.
Good to hear
I'm pretty sure.
Good to hear it. You know, I meant to put that opener in front of me. We have an opener on our end of the Kuskokwim down here tomorrow from, I think it's from 8 a.m. until 2 p.m., but I don't have the information in front of me. I wanted to share it with my listeners, but just to let them know that the Kuskokwim branch from here to the, I think it's Bogus Creek marker from Alaska Department of Fish and Game, that area is going to be open for commercial fishing tomorrow. And I'll get that in front of me and report on it a little bit later. Dan, Petra has a question. Let me cut away to her for a second.
Dan, you don't know anything where the silvers are at. I just wanted to ask you this question. Is the silver run low or high this year?
I have no idea. They never hit Nikolai yet. They might be kind of slow, or they might be behind schedule on the run, maybe just like the Chinook was this year.
Okay, you said you have some Iluks down here around the Kuskokwim area. Have you talked to your Iluks about the silvers?
No, I'm concentrating on construction work right now in berry picking. It was too cold spring up here, just like everywhere else in the state, and the berries didn't make it through, some of them, unfortunately, like salmon berries and very few blueberries around here.
So there's barely any salmon and blueberries up there?
Yes.
And do you have a recipe for your berries?
No, just like all good cooks, you just throw everything together and then it turns out pretty good.
Well, Petra
especially
asked
on the guduk and the nemaji.
Petra asked because she's going to include in our show notes today step-by-step instructions for her blueberry cheesecake. And we're also putting a call out to everyone, people like you, Dan, people like my next guest, Lori Strickler, anybody who has recipes with the harvest of our berries here in the Delta. So that's a call out to everyone to email us your recipes for berries, coffee@kyuk.org. Also, Dan, thank you for joining us this morning with an excellent report on the state of the river there, and a warning to all boaters up your way to pay attention to your speed and look out for that floating debris.
Okay, thank you. One of these days I might sit in as a DJ down there.
Oh, I hope so. Thanks again, Dan. Great. Have an excellent day.
Yep. Okay. Thank you.
So again, that's a call out to all our listeners to email in at coffee@kyuk with your recipes, your subsistence activities, your inquiry as to being one of our citizen subsistence reporters, because we can't know what's going on up and around the Delta everywhere without people like Dan and yourself. So I'm sitting in the studio here with Lori Strickler. Lori Strickler is the city clerk for the city of Bethel. Is it the city of Bethel or the town of, what are we?
It's the city of Bethel.
The city of Bethel. Yeah. I think we just need to set our mic levels so we can hear Lori. And then we're going to talk about the upcoming election in October. But first, let's get down to important stuff. You have two kiddos in town.
Oh, my gosh,
you want to give a
yes.
shout out to the kiddos?
Yes, yeah, Silas and Nora.
Oh, well, yes. I've had a chance to meet them a few times. They're beautiful children.
Thank
great,
you.
Great young people.
Thanks.
You and your husband, I met when I first came here at the gym. I met you guys. You guys are avid at the water polo.
We do love water polo. Yes. Great way to stay in shape.
Your husband and yourself are both excellent athletes.
Thank you.
A little bit intimidating for me when I came into town, but that was because I thought that I was an excellent swimmer until I saw the two of you.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you for that. Don't mean to be intimidating ever, but I appreciate that.
And just while I'm on the subject, that group, that cohort also does Ultimate Frisbee and some other stuff. So let's tell people about the times they can get engaged with that stuff.
Okay.
So there is water polo at the gym, and that takes place on Fridays
at 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm. And then in the winter, it's also on Sundays, right?
Well, they've moved the dates and the times around a little bit based off of people's time availability. But yeah, it has typically been, what is it?
Sundays? At 2 p.m.
Yeah.
Or was. And so that's water polo. And mm-hmm. then there's Ultimate Frisbee.
Yeah. When's that? We play at Pinkies Park Saturdays at 2 and Wednesdays at 5:30. And we occasionally go into Anchorage for some pickup games and some tournaments. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Ready for a tournament in 2 weeks.
And before we were talking not just about Ultimate Frisbee and water polo, but you mentioned another activity.
Broom ball. Yeah. Also
Broom
at Pinkies. Yeah. Also at Pinkies Park. So we play, it's kind of a mix between hockey and soccer on the ice.
When do they do this? Oh, this is in the wintertime.
It is in the wintertime. Yeah. And it's really dependent on the quality of the ice. So last year we weren't able to play too many times. But yeah, when the ice is good, we are out there. I think it's Wednesdays that we typically try to get a game on.
The key takeaway is there's always stuff to do in Bethel.
Always stuff.
Now, Lori, tell me, do you have a Yupik name?
I do not have a Yupik name.
Okay.
No.
It's worth asking, though, because, you know, if you did, I want you to share it, of course. What about how long you've been in Bethel, where you're from, where you define yourself as local to, and a little bit about your family?
Well, I would say that I'm local to Bethel. This has been my home and my family's home for 12 years. My husband and I moved here from Illinois, central Illinois, and quickly fell in love with Bethel and the people here. So, yeah, Bethel is our home. We've raised Silas and Nora here, and plan to stay here forever.
Now, I'm not super friendly with your husband, but he strikes me, and you strike me as subsistence users. They strike me as fisher people. Maybe you strike me as that. Do you guys catch the quota? Do you do that kind
no,
of stuff?
No, actually, we don't. We used to. We put a little bit of fish away every year, and he does do a moose hunt or a caribou hunt just to fill the freezer.
Mm-hmm.
Don't pick berries. I do maybe once a year go out and spend a couple of hours picking berries, but I don't ever pick enough to put away. We mm-hmm. typically finish them the night that we pick.
How do you use them the night? You just right there?
Just eat them, yeah. I mean, they go so fast.
What's your favorite berry?
A blueberry.
And if you were a berry, what berry would it be and why?
Oh, that is not a question I was ready for. I think maybe a blueberry, since it's my favorite. I gotta,
okay,
you know,
that's cool. Now, we didn't invite you in. I mean, I love talking this kind of stuff with any guest, but we invited you in for some serious stuff, too. It is pending the election for 4 city council seats, which will be open. The election is October 2nd. Do I have that right?
That is correct, right. Yes.
And you told me before that there's 3 2-year positions open and 1 1-year.
Right.
Could you explain about that? I don't understand.
So we have 7 council members, and the 2-year terms are broken out. So 1 year we'll have 3 seats open. Typically, the next year we'll have 4 seats open. This period gets a little mixed up when we have people who resign their terms early. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, Naeem Shabani had to resign mid-year this year. So we have a remaining term for him, which is 1 year, that's going to be on the ballot. So that's why we have one-year term and the rest are going to be three-year terms.
Now, when people said, you know, if I was going to go in and get my packet, which is kind of what we're talking about here, is picking up these packets. Mm-hmm. And if I was going to try to make a run for one of these, would I be aiming at one of those three slots or one slot? Would I have to define, oh, I want Naeem's slot?
No, so you wouldn't be able to define it. It's based on the number of votes that are cast for each individual at the during the election.
So who will get the one-year spot? That's what I guess.
The person who receives the fourth highest vote on the election day.
All right. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. Now, in order to throw your hat in the ring, so to speak, there's several things ways they can go about that. First of all, you have planned two brown bag luncheons and on the 8th and the 16th there in city council chambers for people who are interested in finding out about the process.
Right. Yes.
Okay. And of course, if I don't need to do that, but I just want to get the packet, I can come and pick that up from you or on the website.
Absolutely.
I can print it. Mm-hmm. I have until August 20th at 4 p.m.
Yes.
4 p.m. on the nose, right?
On the nose. I timestamp everything that comes through for the candidate filing, yes.
And this is all election, so it has to be. It's fairness and all that. Yeah. 4 p.m. is the deadline, folks.
It is.
3:58. I mean,
right.
Don't
be late.
Put it in the day before, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about what's in that packet.
Okay.
All right.
So for the city of Bethel, we require a letter of intent from all the candidates. And this identifies what name is going to be listed on the ballot, how long you've been a resident of Bethel, some contact information, just some general information about the candidate. And then we also require, it's also a state requirement, that the candidate fill out a financial disclosure statement. And the financial disclosure statement it's a thick packet, but not a whole lot of information is in it unless you own a lot of properties, unless you have a lot of positions or jobs. But the financial disclosure statement is used to determine if any of the elected council members have a conflict of interest with certain positions or certain situations or actions that might come before the council.
Mm-hmm. So that's important to make sure if the candidate is elected and on council that they're not weighing in on things where there's a conflict of interest.
That's absolutely right.
And that's all done preliminary before the election so that it's already nailed
down. Taken care of, yes.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah. And then there's a third thing. You told me that the Alaska Public Office Commission, did I get that right?
Offices Commission, yeah.
They have some stuff, too.
Yeah. A lot of people are familiar with this being called APOC, but it is the Alaska Public Offices Commission, and they require candidates for elective office to file a couple of documents with them depending on what kind of campaigning they're going to be doing. So if they have a treasurer or if they are going to be raising more than $5,000, they have to file certain paperwork with the Alaska Public Offices Commission.
All right. Well, let's you and I just take a moment, listen to some music, come back.
Yeah.
And when we come back, we'll go into a little bit more detail about the chances for people to have the brown bag lunch and a little bit more about the election in general. This is a track that I've selected. You mentioned that you like the blues. I asked you what genres of music you like because I'm trying to showcase songs that have coffee in the title. Here comes a classic country song that is blues. It's Marty Robbins' Cigarette and Coffee Blues. Take it away, Petra, please.
I guess I'll take a walk tonight. I know that I can't sleep, and I won't go to bed at all. I just lay there and wait. Instead, I'll make our favorite spot. That's what I think I'll do. I got those smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee blue. Smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee all night long. Wondering how a love so right could suddenly go wrong. Take the next bus out of town, but I gotta be near you. I got those smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee blue. sitting at the table where I call my baby's name. Wondering where our love went wrong, wondering who's to blame. Listening while the jukebox play the songs that make me blue. Another cup of coffee and a cigarette or two. Smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee all night long. Wondering how a love so right could suddenly go wrong. There's a lot of other people know the misery I go through. I got those smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee blue.
Well, I'm free from the cigarettes, but I definitely have the drinking coffee blues because I drink too much coffee every day. How about you, Lori? Do you like the coffee?
I love coffee. Yeah, but I limit myself to two.
See.
So otherwise, I'm just...
I come in here at 6 in the morning, 6:15, and I just start. I start drinking the mud, and then I make a new pot, and I tend to go through that. I think I drink a pot of coffee a day.
Oh, my gosh. They ask me. I'd be wired.
They ask, well, I am, yeah. and sometimes the elders. So someone will come in and a guest, and he'll say, "Oh, my friend, one of the elders in the village wanted me to ask you, what do you drink in the morning?"
Oh, mud, the thick mud coffee.
That's the point of the story.
Right
now, I don't know if she's got it yet. I'm wanting to announce that opener tomorrow. Are you ready with that? Or I think she's getting ready with that. We'll be announcing that in a second. That was Marty Robbins with Cigarettes and Coffee Blues, and we're sitting with Lori Strickler. She's the city clerk here in Bethel, and we're talking city council seats. There's four open. There's a chance from now to the 20th to get your packets, which include your letter of intent and your financial disclosure paperwork. There's also some paperwork required by the Alaska Public Office Commission, but more importantly, you can get help with all that and answer all of your questions if you sit down and have lunch with Lori there in city council chambers on August 8th and then again on the 16th.
Right.
So tell us about the brown bag lunch.
Well, it's the first time I've done this, and I wanted to make somewhat of an icebreaker, I think, for people who are a little unfamiliar with what the council process is, not just the election process, but the council process. So, an opportunity to come in, ask questions, get assistance with your paperwork. Paperwork is intimidating, so I'd be there to help you fill out your paperwork, answer questions, and the paperwork does require that it be notarized. I'm a notary, so I'd be able to notarize it for you right there. But, you know, I think a lot of people just have questions about how much time it takes, you know, to be a city council member, what kind of information you'd have to know in advance of being a city council member, what kind of training is available for the city council members. And this is all items that I hope to cover one-on-one or with a small group at these brown bag lunches. Just, again, like I said, an icebreaker for people.
I'm sorry to ask a weird question. I'm just curious. Is there a stipend?
No.
Right.
Our city council, it's absolutely volunteer. So they spend many hours away from their family and have to take off work sometimes, you know, to fulfill their city council roles. They don't get paid.
All right, we'll be back in a second, but I want to cut away real quick to Petra. She's going to give us that notice of that opener tomorrow. Please do that for us.
Subdistrict 1A will open to commercial salmon fishing for 6 hours from 2 to 8 p.m. tomorrow, August 8th. This area is defined as that portion of District 1 upstream of regulatory markers located at Bethel to ADFNG regulatory markers at the mouth of Bogus Creek. Subsistence fishing will be allowed during this time frame.
Thanks. I didn't want to miss the opportunity to announce that that short opener tomorrow, as many of our listeners are subsistence fishermen and also commercial fishermen, and that's good information for them.
Sure.
Back to Lori. You're going to have that brown bag lunch we were talking about, both the 8th and the 16th. People should bring a lunch.
They should. Yeah, I don't have the budget to provide meals for people.
Right, but it's going to take some time is really the point.
Sure.
It's not going to be quick. It is simple stuff, but you're going to have several people there, and it might be an hour.
Yeah, I wanted to allot an hour. You know, in the case there were a number of people there, I wanted to make sure that I had enough time to spend with everybody. And I also wanted to make sure that I provided 2 days in case, you know, that people travel, people are fishing, give people a second opportunity to come in and meet with me. And if, you know, if neither of those dates work for people, my office is always open. If people need to give me a call or come in for a one-on-one.
I'm really glad you're facilitating this because in the world of democracy, right, in democratic governments, lowering the barriers for entry into service, into being a public servant is important to get the widest variety of opinion and and interest and information. You know, so I'm really happy that you're facilitating those that might find the paperwork to be a burden or a barrier to getting into service.
Sure.
Because it's those opinions that are sometimes underrepresented, underrepresented in our city government. And I'm hopeful that, well, I won't get into what I'm hopeful about. That's my politics. But
okay.
I'm hopeful for several things. I hope that the city council gets a little shake-up, maybe, has some good representation, you know, across our demographics in Bethel, and also age-wise and also gender-wise. I hope it's a really good mix. I hope it's nice and balanced.
Yes, I hope that we have a number of people listed on the ballot this year.
It'd be nice, too, if the seats go contested. I hope there's...
Same.
I hope that's the way things go too.
Sure.
Well, I want to thank you for coming in today. We're not quite ready to go yet. I just want to thank you for coming in today because, like I said, it's important that people know how to become involved. You know what? Honestly, Lori, I don't care who the president is. I care who my city officials are. I care who's on school board.
Right.
I care who's sitting there making decisions about my local taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it when I hear excellent examples, and I won't call anyone out, but, you know, excellent examples who are standing by their values and are also listening to their constituents and expressing their desires in their vote and such. And I'm real happy with what I've seen in Bethel so far. I'll tell you, city politics back home in Brownsville, Texas is a lot dirtier. A lot worse. I don't know. I don't think it's bad here. I'm just saying corruption is crazy in South Texas.
I come
from the southern border.
Well, I'm glad that I don't have to work with any of that.
Right. And that's a great thing. We do have a question for you from Petra. Petra, go ahead.
Lori, do you have those City of Bethel 100 Years book?
Oh, Petra, we have a few remaining. Yeah, and we actually get questions about the 100 Years books frequently enough. Yeah, unfortunately, a lot of people are asking for the hardbacks, and we don't have the hardback books anymore. But we do have a number of the softbacks, which are selling $50. Yeah, selling for $50, but we only have a handful left. I need to look in to see if we're going to be able to order some more because they have been... people have been really interested in purchasing those. So,
well, and it's Bethel, the first 100 years. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
So just so people know, if you can't get down to city government and buy a copy, I do have several copies there in the library. They are available for checkout.
Cool.
So, you know, come see us in the library to check out one of those books or, of course, purchase one of your own at the City Hall.
Yeah.
At City Hall with Lori. You know what? One more thing. There's three. Are those Ichtyanhike in the studio over there? Oh no, those are children. Those are children. There's three children in the studio back there. They're Petra's daughter. Say hi to the people out there.
Hi, my name is Sierra.
Sierra, do you have a Yupik name?
Hi, my name is Isis. Hi, my name's Kiana.
Sierra, Isis, and Kiana are the proud daughters of Petra. Petra, those are your daughters, right?
No, they're not.
Well, I was hoping.
Teasing. Yes, they're all my girls.
Spectacular. Spectacular. Beautiful children. Love to have the bright energy in the building this morning. So I think that's about all we have today. I had a good time talking with Lori Strickler about these upcoming brown bag lunches. Just to remind everyone, that's the 8th and the 16th in City Council Chambers at noon.
Yes, 12 to 1.
At 12 o'clock till 1 p.m., bring your lunch and bring your interest in serving your city. There's 4 slots open on city government. That's 3 2-year slots and 1 1-year slot. And the election is October 2nd, but the deadline to announce your interest is August 20th at 4 p.m. And I think that I've covered everything. Can they get your number or your email address for questions?
Yeah. So my office is located in City Hall. That's 300 Chief Eddie Hoffman Highway. My phone number, direct line, is 543-1384. And if you have any questions you want to email, you can email cityclerk at cityofbethel.net.
Petra and I only have one more thing left to say, and that is don't forget to be
awesome.
And I want you to be awesome to each other, folks. Have a nice day. Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, coffee at KYK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.